How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Minor Threat's universe expands again. Darkwing Duck gets a new creative team. Marvel teases Pools of Blood crossover. This is Comic Book Club News for November 26, 2024. The world of Minor Threats is expanding once again in a big way with From the World of Minor Threats, Welcome to Twilight, a four-issue anthology series featuring an array of comic book all-stars. If you've never read any of the Dark Horse series created by Patton Oswalt and Jordan Bloom, they all take place in a dark superhero world where the henchmen and second stringers take the spotlight. And that's exactly what Welcome to Twilight will focus on, featuring stories by legendary creators like Matt Fraction, Michael Allred, Brian Michael Bendis, Sue Lee, Gail Simone, Gene Ha, Jerry Duggan, and Mark Torres. In the first issue, written by Matt Fraction with art by Mike Allred, colors by Laura Allred, and letters by Nate Picos, per PR provided to Comic Book Club, quote, Welcome to Twilight number one follows washed-up, bird-winged actor Benjamin Brock Bronkowitz, who isn't a superhero but played one on TV. Now Brock spends his time on the superhero convention circuit, trying to cash in on his fleeting fame, drinking away his problems as he fades into obscurity. But a chance encounter with a mysterious woman empowers Brock to fight for a life that he once thought was over. Can Brock learn to fly again, or will his vices and the ruthless gangsters on his tail clip his wings for good? Issue number two turns the reins over to Brian Michael Bendis and Sue Lee. Gail Simone and Gene Ha will tackle issue number three, and issue number four is headlined by Jerry Duggan and Mark Torres. From the world of Minor Threats, Welcome to Twilight number one hits stores on March 12, 2025. Writer Daniel Kibblesmith is now the terror that flaps in the night, as he'll be taking over Dynamite's Darkwing Duck in February, alongside artists Ted Brandt and Rose Stein, plus contributions from original creator Tad Stones. The brand new monthly series will bring DD, not Daredevil, back to basics with a fun approach that finds the main character telling stories of his younger days. So yes, this is sort of a Darkwing Duck year one, by way of the hero maybe lying about a bunch of stuff. And what is Stones doing in the book? Covers, baby! The creator of the original series will tackle a cover for at least the first issue, and possibly more. The new Darkwing Duck debuts in February. I mean, February. Spider-Man and Deadpool have a long history together. Well, what about Wade Wilson and Miles Morales? Well, the duo are about to build some memories in the Marvel Comics crossover Pools of Blood, which will run through four issues of Deadpool and Miles Morales Spider-Man. All written by Cody Ziegler, with art by Andrea DeVito on Deadpool 11 through 12, and Luigi Zagaria on Miles Morales Spider-Man 30 through 31. Pools of Blood will find both Wade and his daughter Ellie hunting Miles in Brooklyn. Said Ziegler via press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, Anyone who knows me knows how much esteem I hold for Miles and the Deadpools, which is why I'm so excited to write a crossover that lets them all interact. Ellie is new to the superhero scene, so having her interact with someone else who's picked up a mantle was so fun to write. The crossover begins on February 12, 2025 and runs through March 2025. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And maybe it is February? Nah, probably not. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO. How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.